This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today stated that Operation Sindoor has lent a new confidence and enthusiasm to the fight against terrorism across the world. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi lauded the precision and accuracy with which armed forces destroyed the terrorist hideouts across the border.
Operation Sindoor ke dauran hamari senaon ne jo parakram dikhaya hai usne har hindustani ka sir uncha kar diya. जिस सटीकता के साथ हमारी सेनाओं ने सीमा पार के आतंकवादी ठिकानों को ध्वस्त किया वो अद्भुत है. ऑपरेशन सिंदूर ने दुनिया भर में आतंक के खिलाफ लड़ाई को नया विश्वास और उत्साह दिया.
The Prime Minister stressed that Indian soldiers destroy terror bases with indomitable courage with weapons, equipment and technology made in India.
हमारे जवानों ने आतंक के अड्डों को तबाह किया. यह उनका अदम्य साहस था और उसमें शामिल थी भारत में बने हथियारों उपकरणों और टेक्नोलॉजी की ताकत. उसमें आत्मनिर्भर भारत का संकल्प भी था. हमारे तकनीशियन हर किसी का पसीना इस विजय में शामिल है. इस अभियान के बाद पूरे देश में वोकल फॉर लोकल को लेकर एक नई ऊर्जा दिख रही है.
Mr. Modi noted that Tiranga Yatras were organized in many cities, villages and small towns of the country. Thousands of people came out holding the tricolor to honor the country's armed forces. In today's episode of Mann Ki Baat, the Prime Minister shared that a bus has reached Gadchiroli, Katejhari village for the first time. The Prime Minister added that on account of the collective fight against Maoism, basic facilities have started reaching such areas. Touching upon the subject of drone didis, the Prime Minister said women in Sangareddy district of Telangana are spraying pesticides on 50 acres of land with the help of drones. Now these women are not known as drone operators but as sky warriors. The Prime Minister shared with the listeners of Mann Ki Baat that the populations of lions in Gir, Gujarat has increased from 674 to 891 in just 5 years. Ahead of the International Yoga Day to be celebrated on the 21st of June, the Prime Minister said this occasion reminds everyone to incorporate yoga in their daily lives. Mr. Modi said he will participate in the Yoga Day program in Visakhapatnam this year. The Prime Minister spoke about sugar boards being installed in some schools. The aim of this unique initiative of CBSE is to make children aware of their sugar intake. Mr. Modi hailed this unique effort. Talking about World Bee Day celebrated on the 20th of this month, the Prime Minister said about a decade ago, honey production in India was around 70 to 75,000 metric tons a year. Mr. Modi expressed happiness that today it has gone up to around 1.25 lakh metric tons. This is an increase of about 60%. In honey production. A day-long conclave of National Democratic Alliance, NDA, chief ministers and deputy chief ministers was held in New Delhi today. The meeting was chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. This meeting, organized by the BJP's Good Governance Department, passed two resolutions. In the first resolution, they congratulated Indian Defence Forces and Prime Minister Narendra Modi for the success of Operation Sindoor. And in another resolution, they congratulated central government for its decision to conduct caste enumeration at the time of ensuing census. 20 chief ministers and 18 deputy chief ministers belonging to all 20 NDA-ruled governments discussed good governance issues. The all-party delegation led by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor to the United States has highlighted how India responded in a precise and calibrated manner to destroy terrorist bases, headquarters and launch pads in Pakistan following the dastardly Pahalgam terror attack. He was speaking at the Indian consulate in New York. Taking India's strong message against terrorism to the world, another multi-party delegation led by Nationalist Congress Party MP Supriya Sule has reached Qatar. Maldives Foreign Minister Dr. Abdullah Khalil will be on a 3-day visit to India from today. Tomorrow, Dr. Khalil will take part in the second India-Maldives high-level core group meeting to oversee progress in the implementation of the India-Maldives vision document. In IPL T20 cricket, Chennai Super Kings were 82 for a loss of 1 wicket in 7 overs against Gujarat Titans in Ahmedabad when reports last came in. Earlier, Chennai won the toss and opted to bat. And that is the end of this news bulletin.